They come from near and far. Fans of the sport. Fans of the stadium. Or just curious onlookers. U.S. Bank Stadium hosted the first ever event in early August with an international soccer matchup between AC Milan and Chelsea FC. A historic night in the state of Minnesota that brought a record crowd to downtown Minneapolis.
First glimpse walking through the doors is it's massive, but it's incredible. We were walking up and we were all saying, holy cow, this thing is so much bigger than the Metrodome. It's amazing. I'm in awe. I have no words.
This is an amazing stadium, great home for the Vikings. The field is set down, just the expanse, and of course that roof is awesome. Letting the natural light in feels like you're playing outdoors, so it's really cool.
Fans came out in a big way for the soccer matchup of the two biggest clubs in the world.
I've been a lifelong Chelsea fan, so I'm really excited that the first event at this billion-dollar stadium is a team I followed for 20-odd years. I think it puts us on the map and gives us recognition, for sure, and it's just incredible.
The night was less about the outcome and more about the new scope and the landscape of the Twin Cities sports scene, a new venue in the state of Minnesota that will host numerous national sports events.
It's great for the Twin Cities. There's a lot of growth going on, and I think a lot of it comes just from the stadium even.
I think it's pretty awe-inspiring. I think it lived up to its expectations, and in fact, I think it exceeded it.
It exceeded it, yeah. For sure.
In the debate for the new stadium for the Vikings at the Capitol, supporters always stressed this new venue would bring in countless activities, events, and concerts. In just the stadium's first month of existence, it will have hosted this soccer match and two huge concerts before the Vikings even take the field.
It feels good. It's a good crowd. People are having fun. It's delivering what we promised, which is a great fan experience. A lot of people work very hard for this moment, the first ever event in U.S. Bank Stadium. The reaction that people have when they walk in, you can just see their faces light up. It's very gratifying to know that what we hope for, what we envision, what our ownership envisioned and our management team and our project team wanted to deliver, we did. So we're very, very excited for this event.
The soccer match in early August was just the first of many events that will put U.S. Bank Stadium on a national stage. But no matter what, this night will forever be remembered. A first time to walk into this stadium, a first game played on the field, and the first of many times everyone can see the state-of-the-art venue in downtown Minneapolis.
This is not a Vikings event, but we're part of the project, and we are working on, we have some of our staff working on the match tonight, but we also have a lot of our staff shadowing the SMG employees, so to kind of get ready to kick the tires a little bit, see how the building operates when there's 60-plus thousand here, so it's great that we got to a sellout for soccer, the very first event, as it should be, 63,000 for a soccer match. Great soccer stadium, by the way.
Come for the stadium, for yeah. Sure, if anything. The atmosphere, I'm sure, will be spectacular.
You wouldn't be disappointed.
We're watching the wrong kind of football, though.
That's all right. Anything in this stadium is worth it.
Coming up, hear from the Vikings players as they prepare to play in their new home. That's next on this edition of Building a Legacy.